producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Just don't wait for the last 2 minutes of the hour, please. 855-993-7569. Okay, did you see any movies over the weekend, Trev?
Yes, my girlfriend and I rented the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Did you like it?
We did very much. It was good.
There you go.
I like James Spader. Big fan of James Spader. He's very awesome presence. Like, his voice was really good.
Yeah, he's kind of low-key cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's the best.
Not a lot of hair, but we still like him anyway.
Very charismatic, that guy.
I agree. Speaking of charismatic, you want to know what the number one movie was over the weekend?
Yes, I do.
The Martian, with Matt Damon.
Who would have thunk?
Well, I would have.
Looks awesome.
The Walk actually did very well, but The Walk, I think, doesn't open widely till next week. And it may knock The Martian off. Get it? Off the wire? Because I reviewed Martian, and I reviewed Martian, Sicario, which opened wide, and The Walk. Now, so Martian did number one. The only question was really whether Hotel Transylvania would beat it. It came in second. Sicario came in, I think, third, and The Intern came in fourth. So, but that's a little misleading because Sicario, well, they're saying it's been out 10 weeks, which is not true at all. I don't know why they're saying that. Maybe it was not in very many theaters, I think. Maybe it opened earlier. Maybe it was 10 days. I don't know what it means. Because it hasn't been out for 10 weeks. The Martian made $55 million, which it was interesting enough. It was released the same weekend this year as Gravity was released last year with Sandra Bullock. And Sandra Bullock made 55.8. So that was apparently what they were trying to beat, which they didn't quite. But it also had a huge competitor in Hotel Transylvania, which came in second. And made $33 million. So, not bad for the second week. Sicario brought in $12 million, and basically was opened in a lot fewer theaters. But Sicario is a good movie. Intern came in fourth, made $11 million. And so the only other movie that opened this week was The Walk, but it was only in 448 theaters, so it'll open wide. And it made, it would have come in fifth, for how much it made per theater. So it's going to have a good week, probably next weekend. But Martian is really fun. My kids saw it, and my kid and I both love movies. We don't necessarily agree on the same movie, but she thought The Martian was great as well. So, so Matt Damon has a huge... I mean, he's a very talented actor, if you think about it. He played a space guy in Interstellar as well. Completely different role. All right, so I thought what we would talk about, since bunches of you responded. And incidentally, I just want to take a quick moment. As you guys know, I love getting emails from you. My preference is always phone calls. But I'm really pleased by how many of you respond how frequently to Facebook questions. And as I said, it's my third favorite, but it would be hard to think about the program without it these days, because I know a lot of you are at work when I'm on the air, and a lot of you listen to the program at times other than when I'm doing it. I know literally millions of you listen to the podcast, and I'm always grateful for however you decide to interact with me. So, as I said, Facebook is not my first, it's not my second, but it is my third choice. So there you go. And I appreciate how often and how vigorously you guys respond on Facebook. So we're talking about, I'm trying to remember why this came up, because almost always the Facebook story or Facebook questions bounce off some kind of news item. And there must have been something about what couples argue about. I mean, I'll tell you what the number one argument is in every marriage, and you're going to say kids, and you'd be right almost, but it's money. And obviously money's going to relate to kids, both current and out of the house and whatever. So we thought we'd ask people, what do you and your spouse fight about? And I didn't really want to limit it to spouse, but putting significant other, I suppose we could have put. All right, so I might as well ask you, my darling, because you're not married, but you're in a committed relationship. What do you guys fight about?
Well, it really only ever comes up that we would fight if, like, one of us is dealing with something not in the relationship, is like edgy for some reason, and then we make assumptions. Otherwise, we're really pretty much on the same page in a lot of stuff. I feel pretty good about the way we
communicate. So one of you is cranky and the other one takes it personally, and then you start a fight because... All right, let me tell you how to deal with that, because I think that's not an uncommon. It's a very perceptive comment.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just give you some idea about how to deal with that, because I think all of us who've been in relationships have had to deal with it at some point. And the answer, and sort of, you know, somebody comes in as growly, and you think, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? And then when you figure out you didn't do anything wrong, then you're furious. And then you've got a war. So I think that the best deal is to say, first of all, to never try to read anybody else's mind or make an assumption. Remember, assumption, A-S-S-U-M-E, makes an ass of you and me. All right, so what you can do is, if the two of you are having a disagreement, say, if I did something that made you unhappy, if you'll tell me what it is, I'll see if I can correct it. And if not, if it's not about me, tell me what the problem is, so let's not start a war. And that actually works pretty well.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Yeah, because it both makes you sympathetic and doesn't put you in the posture of going through that whole rigmarole, which all of us go through, of, oh my God, what did I do? All right, it's my fault. I can't figure out what I did. Okay. I didn't do anything. Okay, how can you treat me that way? And then
exactly.
You can see you've got a war
exactly.
going on.
Yep.
So all you have to do is say, look, I've done something. You know, I really have searched. You have to search your memory banks first, because if you did something like were an hour late for dinner or forgot her birthday or, God forbid, left the seat up in the middle of the night and you heard the splash. Okay, then you know. Then just apologize, you know. But if you really, when you go through your memory banks, you can't figure out anything, then say, look, if I did something, I really have tried. I haven't figured out anything, so please enlighten me. And if it's not about me, tell me what the problem is so we can solve it together. We don't start a war.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does work. Okay. Let's see what other people said that they fought about. Oh, I do. See, it doesn't show on my... This drives me nuts. Can you tell me what the caller's name is? Because it doesn't show up on my thing.
Linda from Virginia.
Linda, welcome, even though I can't find you.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully. Thanks, Linda. What's on your mind, madam?
Well, I have a 14-year-old son who's been mouthing off to me and failing a class. What should I do about it?
Okay. Tell me how many sibs the 14-year-old charmer has.
One older sib and one younger sib.
The dreaded middle child.
He's the middle child, yes.
All right. Tell me, have there been any changes? Are same mom and dad for all three kids?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
I'm divorced.
So you are divorced?
I'm divorced, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long?
It's been technically a year, but we've had been separated for about 6 or 7 years before that.
Okay. So that's not a change in his life. Has he changed schools?
No, he just entered high school, and we've been in the same area for a couple years now.
Well, but if he just entered high school, it changed schools.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
How does he do in school?
He does well. He's getting A's in his other classes, but geometry is the problem right now. He's very close to failing.
Has he been good at math in the past?
Yeah, he's been fine. He's, you know, an honor student.
Okay.
Otherwise.
How does he have any explanation about why he's having trouble with geometry?
Well, he says that he's making stupid mistakes, and he's saying that he sees parallel when it says perpendicular, stuff like that, or he'll write down 50 when the answer is 40. You know.
All right, let me put you on hold for just a second. We'll come right back and look a little bit more at this. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Linda, who's got three kids. How old is the oldest?
She's 17.
So she's, what, a senior now?
Yep, she's a senior.
And the youngest is how old?
Nine.
Okay. All right, so he's gone into high school, but he's doing very well in all of his classes except geometry.
Yeah.
And he's saying he's just making stupid mistakes.
Yeah.
Does he... Go ahead.
I asked him about study hall, and his teacher, I emailed his teacher. His teacher told me when study hall was, and so he went to maybe one session and then didn't go at all last week. And he says that study hall would be a waste of his time, so why should he go? And so we got into a big fight about it yesterday, and then he screamed, "Shut up," to me. And then again this morning, he's mouthing off and saying stuff.
All right, so the issue, does he have a remedy for how to bring this grade up?
It doesn't sound like it.
Did you actually ask him? Did you say, listen?
I asked him. Yeah,
what did you ask him?
And his response is, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about it.
Okay.
He doesn't have an answer.
So what, from your standpoint, what would study hall do? Is there a teacher there to help him, or is it just a place for him to study?
His teacher is there, so I think he should go to the teacher and at least show the teacher that he's interested in bringing his grade up and not failing.
And he's doing A work in all the rest of his classes.
Yes.
And he's reading.
He also says things like, "I don't need to know this, and I'm never going to need this subject."
Okay, maybe true, maybe not true. Depends on what he ends up doing with his life. If he ends up going into architecture, for example, or even if he's trying to figure out how many books he can put in a carton, or how much a bottle will hold. I mean, geometry, believe it or not, is probably the most useful of all the maths other than addition and subtraction and maybe division. All right, so yelling at him is not going to work. We know that. But the thing is, it's the only class he's doing poorly in. Is he sitting next to somebody that he doesn't like? Does he have trouble with the teacher?
He just says he makes stupid mistakes. He said he thought he was going to do well on the test, and then it comes back and he doesn't have the answers right. So he acts as if he has no idea how to make.
Well, I probably believe him. I mean, this is a kid who's in honors and makes essentially straight A's except for this course. There's no reason for him to fail this. I mean, because part of his self-image is being a bright kid. So I tend to believe him. If he knew what the problem was, he's not dyslexic, it sounds like, although reading, because if he were dyslexic, it would show up in like history and English. Geometry is a very different kind of math in that it's really more like memorization. It's more like formulas than it is like math. So it really is different, completely different than any other kind of math that he's had. Does he take any foreign languages?
Yes, he does. He takes Spanish, but you bring up dyslexia. He says that he's seeing the wrong thing, and he's saying that it's happening when he studies his violin and when he does other reading. He
okay.
sees one word and not the other word.
But okay, let's get him tested.
That seems strange to me.
Well, no, I believe him. Look, this is a kid. First of all, a couple things. First of all, this is a kid who has a vested interest in doing well. This is not a kid who is saying, pay attention to me, I'm going to try flunk out, there are drug problems, or everybody hates me, or I think I may be gay. I mean, you're not seeing, because we'd see it across the board, and we're not. We're seeing it in one class, but he's also reporting it as seeing in other classes, and it may just be because geometry is a completely different way of thinking about math, and he's not used to that, that it's showing up there, and every place else, he's learned to compensate. He's learned to figure out context. He's figured, my guess is that he's always had a problem, and he's smart enough to figure out how to mask it. I'd get him tested, I'd go to him at this moment. All right, so that's number one. I think he's diagnosed the problem. And I think he's probably accurate, because this is not a kid who's interested in failure. This is a kid who's interested in success. In terms of being a little snot about it, think about if someone had always told you that you have a great sense of rhythm, and all of a sudden they've switched you from drums to trombone, and the teacher keeps saying, "Linda, you're off the beat." Well, how beat, you know, rhythm is what you've always been known for, what you've always been prided yourself on. You played it, and now you're a different instrument, and you don't know what the hell's going on. And you're just going to be cranky because you don't know what, you don't know how to fix it. Here's your sense of self being completely eroded, and you don't know what's going on. So him being snotty with you is kind of what you'd expect, because I believe him. I believe that he doesn't know what's going on, that he doesn't know how to fix it, and I believe that he's seeing things wrongly. So let's get him. I'd get his eyesight tested. I'd get him tested for dyslexia, and I would go to him today and say, look, you know, I was thinking about it. You've always done really well in school. You've always been a great kid. And I hear that you're frustrated, and I hear that you're taking your frustration out on me, which I kind of get. I'm not crazy about it, but I kind of get it. So here's what I was thinking. You know, when we talked about the fact that you're seeing things wrong, let's get your eyes checked. Let's get checked for dyslexia, because if that's true, my guess is that you've had this problem for a while, and you're smart enough, and you work hard enough that you figured out a way to mask it in other places, but geometry is a brand new landscape, and you haven't figured out how to mask it. So let's get you tested. I don't want you to have this huge burden, and if those turn out that you don't have a problem, we'll figure out what the problem is, because you're clearly a kid who's vested and interested in doing well. And so let's help you. Let's figure out why you're not. Because I believe you that you're studying. I believe you that there's you don't know what the problem is, and you've given me some cues and some clues that I really wasn't paying much attention to because I didn't really quite understand them. But you know what? There are people who will understand them. Let's get you tested and see what happens. And that's what I do. And I tell him, I'd be really honest with him because he's smart. And my guess is he's had this problem for a very long time, and he's just really good at compensating. And because geometry is literally a completely different way of looking at the world, that he hasn't, that's why he's not doing very well. Because it's the same problem that he's had before, but he's just figured out how to compensate for it before. And right now, he's just completely flummoxed. And for a kid who's straight A's, not being able to figure it out is going to be frustrating as the dickens.
So,
and I agree
with
him.
What do I do about what? Okay, that's good. I'm going to do that.
And in terms of... what I do about the snottiness is I'd say, look, I understand that you're frustrated, but taking it out on me is not a great idea, because I'm your ally on this. I'm your friend. And so let's agree, if you need to be snotty, you're allowed one snotty comment a day, and after that, it's going to cost you $5 or a buck or something, or you have to, you know, have to make my bed or clean up the kitchen or make food or something. But be a little bit light about that. He's out of his head right now about figuring out, geez, Louise, you know, I'm stupid and I don't know how to figure this out. And so talk with him first, and if we need some more stuff, I'd be a little bit light about, you know, let him have one snotty comment a day. He'll probably laugh, and he won't be a snotty because he figures you're on his side. Stay on if you need to talk with me some more. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, you know when I put up spouse, I mean significant other. It doesn't necessarily, you don't necessarily have to be married to fight with somebody. So we're talking about what people argue about. And I think that that your point, Trevor, about the fact that quite often the things that you're fighting about have nothing to do with your the issue, with something between the two of you. It's something you bring from outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so perfectly legitimate, good point. So all right. So and we talked about how to deal with that.
Yes.
All righty. So let us then. She said adorably, although you're getting a phone call, so I guess I need to shuck and jive so you get the phone, talk about things that other people fight about. And as I said, what we know, it's actually first marriage is the major cause of disagreement is money. For second marriages, and this is kind of something I alluded to when we were talking about it before, the major cause of disagreement is kids left over from the first. And you can see how that would also dovetail into the issue about money. If child support and who pays for what, and whether we're talking about older kids or younger kids, who pays for college, who pays for dental visits, who pays for toys, whose parents give the most lavish gifts, yada, yada. And also combined with a huge dollop of competition of, you know, who's the better parent and who the kids love best, and guilt of, okay, I abandoned the kid. So you can see it's just an enormously complicated issue. Right? 855-993-7569. If I seem to be shucking and jiving because Trevor is not answering the phone anymore, then we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yep.
Somebody wanted to know where I was in their market.
Yes.
Folks, here, do us a favor if you possibly can. Call the program director, all right? And you can just Google his or her name and number and just call them and say, hey, listen, you know, when is she heard, or, you know, I miss her or whatever, as opposed to calling us. Because sometimes we have that information at fingertip. Often we don't, and it means that Trevor can't do something else with respect to the program. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that you guys are endlessly loyal, and but if you can call the program director, that helps on a bunch of different levels. All righty, so let's see what else people are fighting about.
Let's. Ella says, when we first got married, we fought about nonsense. When the kids were teenagers, we fought over the kids. Now, 34 years into it, we really don't fight about much of anything. We're too connected. We both feel blessed.
Well, that's great. I mean, sometimes people start, you know, it reminds me of one of the comments at the dinner in Israel of people saying, going around the table and saying, you know, what does peace mean to you? And I said, when they came to me, I said, you know, the issue for me is not peace. The question is peace at what price? And if somebody just decides to roll over and play dead, then you have peace, but you don't have synchronicity, you don't have empathy, you don't have concurrence, you just have peace. So for me, the issue is not peace, the issue is absence of fear. Because if you feel that you can say whatever's on your mind, then you can negotiate. Because people are often disagree about things just because we're different. And that's not necessarily a problem, and in fact can be a strength, if neither of you feel like the other one's going to threaten or walk out or say you don't love me. So, it sounds to me that what you're saying is that the two of you, that the source of conflict between the two of you has really abated. And what I'm hoping is that the two of you are just feeling so simpatico as opposed to either of you just being exhausted. But statistically, we know that what you're talking about is a real phenomenon, that people who've been married 25 years or longer tend to say that they're happier than they were at any time other than the first year of their marriage. So good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sherry says money.
Yep. It'd be nice to know the specifics about that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, given the fact that that's, you know, sort of what I was talking about as well. So... All right. It would be helpful to know what specifically about money, whether, you know, it goes to his family or my family, or who's spending and who's buying and what we spend money on or trips or. But okay, fair enough.
Here's one that comes from Jean, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. Us two, 34 years, still best friends.
Us two.
Yep.
Oh, us two, meaning we two.
Okay.
I think is what she means.
Ah, yeah. That makes sense.
I know. Sometimes, folks, part of the fun here, this is kind of a human Rosetta Stone. You know, just trying to figure out what you could possibly be talking about. But, you know, it's good to have the challenge.
Exactly. All right. Tony says, you mean besides every little thing, all caps, the way I load the dishwasher, the way he drives, how I do his laundry, the way he cooks with no flavor, the way I order a drink, how many drinks he ordered, but we're in love, I swear.
Okay, let's go down that list, because it's actually a pretty compelling list. All right, the first one was, what was the first one? One was loading the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so if loading the dishwasher, here's the deal. If somebody will load the dishwasher, mind your own business, all right? It doesn't have to be done your way. If you want it done your way, then do it. But for most of us, we just assume... I mean, I can remember at one point being upset with how my child's father was dressing her. And, you know, and I thought, you know what? If it's important to me how she looks when we go out, I'll dress her. If not, I want him involved with her. I want him to feel that he is an equal parent. And if he dresses her in ways that I think are weird, he's doing it for one of two reasons, either out of ignorance or to make me crazy. So I'll criticize him so then he can say, fine, you do it. Now, if it's the latter, then I'm swallowing the bait. And I don't want to do that because I really do want him involved. And why do I care how she looks if she's playing in the backyard or she's going to visit his mother or whatever? If I'm taking her someplace that's really important to me how she looks, why that would be important is not terribly clear to me. But at the time, I'm sure it felt that way. Then I'll dress her. If not, be grateful and shut up. It doesn't have to be your way. All right. So I would say with the dishwasher, same issue here. If he's willing or she's willing to load the dishwasher, they'll be sterilized. You know, the nice thing about dishwashers is that they will actually sterilize the dirt. You can put them in again if you want to, but not when he's watching. Just let it go. All right. So that was number one, dishwasher. What was the second?
I'd be thrilled to have a dishwasher.
We can hire one for you. All right, what else?
Next thing was the way he drives.
Sit in the back seat and put on your headphones.
Every once in a while I get the panic door handle grab. Like,
yeah.
If I'm braking.
Yeah, or I'll get, when I'm the passenger, I'll have my imaginary brake, which I will use.
Thunk. I just hear this thunking from the passenger foot. Well, what's that about?
Yeah, the brake. It's using the brake. Sit in the back seat, put on your headphones. Unless you're willing to drive all the time and say, honey, listen, you work really hard, I'll drive, you get to listen to your music. But unless, and even if you think it's dangerous, unless he's drinking and driving, then you should not get in the car.
Right.
But sit in the back seat, put your seatbelt on, listen to music, make both of you happier. All right, what else?
How I do his laundry.
Let him do his own.
There you go. The way he cooks with no flavor.
Shut up, bring your own salt shaker with you.
There you go. The way I order a drink?
My guess is, because the next one is how much he drinks, that alcohol is an issue for the two of you. And that may be something you need to look at completely separately. And the idea being that he may view how you order a drink as a good defense for the fact that you're going to criticize how much he drinks. I think the two of you may have to have a come to the hilltop moment about alcohol. Because it sounds to me that underlying some of this is maybe that issue. And if you can't, somebody's going to change their own behavior when they choose to, not because you nag them. And the problem about nagging is it tends to give people an excuse not to change their behavior. My guess is of the list, that issue of alcohol is the one that the two of you really do need to look at head on. And it may be that you come from a family where alcoholism was an issue and you're hypersensitive to it. It may be that, I don't know what the issues are, but that sounds to me, of all the things you're talking about, the one that may be underlying a whole lot of things. And therefore, you need to deal with it directly. Okay. That was a good list, though. You can see how the more information you give me, the more helpful I can be to you, even though I know you weren't exactly asking for help. But... I think that is something you need to look at. All right, what else we got?
Oh, the next one is a continuation from Tony, and it goes like this.
Okay.
We don't argue about how he's a liberal and I'm Republican. I just shut a political conversation down. Religion and politics are two things I'm not arguing with him about.
Yeah, and not even to start, to just say we can agree to disagree on this. You know, that I had a discussion with somebody who said... you know, I want to be with you in heaven. And I said, do you think that I would be punished for not believing the same heaven? And he said, no. And I said, well, then you behave because we know I behave. And then if there's a heaven, we'll both end up there. And if not, no worries. So you, believe it or not, you can actually make a logical argument about it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righto, 855-993-7569. Joyce, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I was just going to, respond a little bit to the advice, which I thought was just so good, that you gave to the woman whose son is having trouble in school. And just tell you about my brother. In school, like Thursday nights, they would practice, my mother and my brother would practice 20 spelling words, and they'd try 5 words a night, and they would try all different things, and he could spell them Thursday night. He'd go to school Friday, and he'd fail the test.
Yeah.
He could not spell. He could not do, like, word problems in math, but he could do math, and he could do a lot of things. And
right.
As he got older, he was able to play the guitar and harmonica at the same time. He was not able to do foreign languages. And I mean, they categorized him with dyslexia, too, for back then that was all they had. Well, he decided to go into psychology, which he did, and between his master's and doctorate, he was having headaches. So he had some scans done, and that was finally when they realized that he was born with half a brain. So he decided to go into neuropsychology so he could help children whose parents, you know, would just about kill them because they could spell 20 words Thursday night, but when they got to school Friday, yeah, they couldn't spell them.
Different parts of the brain, and he only had the part. Huh?
Yeah, he could compensate for a lot of things, which just sounds like maybe this other young man can do. But back then, they were too quick to just, you know, put on the term dyslexia or something, and that's not at all what he had. But nowadays, if they can find a, you know, if there's a, in the school system, if there is a neuropsychologist, that if it's not dyslexia, if that's not what it truly is,
yep,
that they can explore a little bit further because,
yep,
I mean, it was quite late in life that my brother realized at last, you know, why.
It's amazing that he could, and it sounds like, you know, one of the things that we're finding out more and more, and your brother is, it's a great story because the assumption has been really since the brain has been studied, which is about the last, I mean, the brain's been studied on some level or another for a long time, but for maybe the last 100 years, the assumption, or maybe 150 years, the assumption has been that there are certain areas of the brain that do certain things. So we know that. I mean, and that's been, the more we understand, the more we are able to identify certain areas. But we're now finding out, and they've sort of been hinting at this for about the last, really since World War II, which is getting to be, what, 70, 75 years, that the brain has a certain amount of plasticity in that if certain parts of the brain are destroyed, or in your particular case or his case didn't exist, then other parts can compensate. So we're finding out more and more that the brain seems to, it's not that it heals itself exactly, although there seems to be some indication that even that is true, but that the brain has a great deal more plasticity than we think it has, which is, I mean, think about not having one of the hemispheres of your brain and still being able to get a PhD, although there's some people who would argue that most PhDs don't have more than half a brain anyway, but that's a different story. It's a great statement that really speaks to that issue, which is a whole different way of looking at the brain and brain function, which is that if some part of the brain doesn't work, that others seem to be able to kind of, it's not clear exactly what happens, but to kind of rally and compensate, for lack of a better term. So it's a good point. Always start with the obvious. But when the obvious doesn't tell you something, look beyond that. So and it's a great
right.
example.
And I think the children tend to, you know, they parents tend to think that if they're smart in some areas, they're
doing all.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing it, like, intentionally, or they're just not, you know, fooling around in class or something.
Yeah.
But you were, I think, right on target. To a certain degree, they can compensate.
Yep.
In many areas. But then it gets like with him. He could not compensate in spelling. If you got a handwritten letter from my brother today, you would never guess in a million years he has a doctorate.
Yeah.
And the computer was, you know, spell check and all that. But he still has, in fact, he uses for his stationery from the Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man, I wish he had a brain.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he makes, you know, kids about it, but he's been very, very good in, he changed from private practice to go into work in schools so that he could help parents, children, and teachers. You know, and so much of that is needed nowadays. You know, with children who get an assignment with 20 problems and they do one or two and they won't do the other 18, and then the teacher takes off points because it's not complete. And what my brother's trying to do is say, you know, but there's no need. If they understand two with some children, there's no way they're going to do 18 more. It's boring. You know, if they can get good grades on tests, it's not fair for teachers to take off points. So he's done a lot of work in school systems with children who have, you know, a very diverse learning situations, and helping the teachers to understand you're going to hinder the, you know, the progress of that child. If they don't need to do 20 and they get two right and they get a test and they get them all right, they don't need to be doing 20.
You know, good luck at trying to convince teachers of that. Although I'm gonna, if I ever go back to school, I'm gonna say, call Joyce. She says I only have to do the first two. No, it's a great cautionary tale, and really does speak not only to the plasticity of the brain, but the sort of strength of the human spirit. I think your brother deserves huge kudos for hanging in there and figuring out what was going on, and hopefully
finding different ways to learn. And
I think that's it, isn't it? And different people do have different lessons. And one of the stories that I just revel in is the notion there's only been, I think, two studies that ever looked at the link between school success and later life success, and both of them showed an inverse correlation. In other words, doing well in school is not a prescription necessarily for doing well in life, and conversely, more importantly, that doing poorly in school isn't necessarily dooming you. But having said that, I think we also need to talk about the parameters, that you really do need a high school diploma, and that you need to figure out why you can't learn in certain circumstances and be able to. It's not a roadmap for success to say, okay, well, if I fail in school, then I'll do really well the rest of my life. So that's not what we're advocating. It's just saying that that for the first basically 18 years of your life, there are basically a very limited number of ways to be successful. And then the world opens up, and there are a lot of ways of being successful and happy. So.
Right, and that's why I wanted to call, because if there's anybody listening whose child is having trouble, sometimes it's just for the child to understand, oh, my gosh, there's somebody else, you know, that had a field or an area in their life, even though they could do well in some areas, then, you know, there's hope, you know, there's hope for me.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not inventing this. I'm not making it up. I'm not, you know, trying to get attention. It's really something.
Yep.
I need to find out what's causing it. I really was grateful for your, you know, advice to the woman, and hopefully they can find the correct professional to help.
Yeah, well, and at least giving the kid the idea that we're on your side, that we're not blaming you, that there is something here that we need to look at, and we'll help you with it. And I believe him. He doesn't know what's going on. So, hey, Joyce, thanks very much for sharing, and kudos to you for calling and your brother for persevering. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.